Not much precipitation will be occurring in the northern plains for a while, even though we do have a couple of fast-moving frontal systems that will impact the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We expect to see a little bit of spit and spat of moisture possible across parts of the region as these frontal systems race through the area, but meaningful moisture is not very likely. Our first disturbance will show up on Thursday late in the afternoon going into the evening, and we'll likely see it bring a band of cloudiness and maybe a few spits and spats of snow, but it's not likely to have any more impact than that. So travel after Christmas should be all right in regard to that system. But there will be another little frontal boundary that'll push across the region as we go from Friday into Saturday, and that will likely generate a little bit of light snowfall again, but mostly near the Canada border, and it once again is not likely to accumulate very well. Some of that precipitation will work its way into South Dakota as we move into Saturday night and early on Sunday. Maybe even a few areas in eastern North Dakota and Minnesota could get a little bit of rain and rain changing to snow. But this precipitation is, again, unlikely to be very meaningful. We'll have some strong northerly wind, though, blowing across the region on Saturday night going into Sunday, and much colder air will be pushing back into the region for a short two-day stay. We look for the afternoon temperatures to day across the area to contrast from teens near the Canada border to readings in the 50s in the Badlands of South Dakota. Most of us will see 20 and 30 degree temperatures this afternoon with some 40s from central South Dakota into southwestern Minnesota. On Thursday, we expect to see a very similar scenario with teens and 20s in the north, 40s and 50s in the south. There will be some 60 degree temperatures in the southwest part of South Dakota. Really nice outdoor weather for the Black Hills region and areas east into the Valentine, Nebraska area. But for the rest of us, we'll continue to see some fairly good conditions with 20s and 30s likely again on Friday and on Saturday as well. There will be some 40 and 50 degree temperatures still occurring in the southernmost parts of the region. But it does get much colder as we get into Sunday. The afternoon temperature Sunday will be stuck in the single digits and teens across a big part of the region. There will be a few 20-degree highs in the southernmost parts of South Dakota. And our lowest temperatures, unfortunately, will be falling into the negative teens and negative single digits on Sunday morning. Otherwise, the temperatures at night won't be too brutal. And those temperatures on Sunday will be giving way to warmer weather as we move into early next week, but Monday morning will still be bitterly cold. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.